Shur Nivamos continued. Yud Gimel Tishrei Hei Tov Shim Lamed Vav, September 18, 1975.
Mikayim Dinit. All right. Now, so there is a machlekes. So Abishol says, Hakinis is Yibam Tel Shimnei L'Shemisha U'Shim Dom Rache Kilibikia Ve'avo Bikorav Ani Ve'inai Li is a Vlad Mamza. V'chachomim Emrim Yivovo Yovi Yoleo Mikolmot. So he says, Kilubikia Ve'av, Vikor Vani Beina Eli Yisavlad Mamza. What is it? I see the Rabbonon, what is it? According to Abishol. Suppose he's Kenis Lishim Noi, Lishim Dovarachim. Not Lishim Shamayim. So, Yisiva the Yisar Yisach. Yisiva the Yisar Yisach. And he's not Kenis either. Because if he's Kenis, he couldn't be Yisiva the Yisar Yisach. So in other words, So the kavone l'shem shamayim, according to Abishol, is a prerequisite for the kinyan, and if not, so the yisrael shesach, even the yisrael shesach, maybe it's mirabon. So there seems to be a machlekes between the Ramban and the Mukeis. Now the Mishnah, Habal Yivente, so it says, Habal Yivente b'yid b'mezi. In other words, he didn't have any kavone. No kavone, unintentionally he was born. So he's also Canaan. So certainly not even the Israel of the Shesach, that if he's Canaan, she becomes his wife. So the Ramban is the case. The Ramban says that this Mishnah does not accord with Abishol. Because according to Abishol, that there is Allah, that he feels. If he is keeping him knowing the Shin Dovarach, so he's keeping the elbow, so he couldn't be Kena. Now, B'shevim, the Mezik, now married, what does Mezik mean? Mezik means Lishim Zuz. He was Mishavim Lishim, that's all. So still he's Kena, the Mishav Nabal then. So the Ramban says, and that tomorrow, and that afternoon, give him on the base. So this is Ramban. So he says, that it doesn't accord with Abishol. That's not on that in Gimel. Ramban in that one again. And that should be of Abishol. So at the end, he says, Umashmal, Lachsvor, that's in that one again. Umashmal, Lachsvor, that Abishol, Abol Yvente, Onus, Mezi, Boykone. Boykone, because we can be a bear. Do you, Dorish, you won't with me a little meat? Banam Darshinam Balkoho. In other words, it's only when he's mischavin in Lishim Shamayim. Ve'i chefsha sheyei tzeh kepekeh ve'avo v'avam zeh ve'rabon rabi l'kinyet. I mean, how is it possible? El vada el abishol lo ikone. Me'ato ador amukha sh'aloch egedim rachon. Mechama sugi shebeserik abo al izemtei v'chul amro yemei debu l'kon. Now, how do we pass it? So, most chishen the Rif and the Rambam and of course and the Mechaber, they all pass like the Rabbon of Abishol, that he's Mitzne, even if he's Mischad Lashem Noi, Lashem Dovrach. But Rav Natam, he is the one Rishon who says that the Aloch is like Abishol. And because the Ramo passes like Rav Natam. So because of that, the Ashkenazim don't have any Yid, because no one is in the Madrege to be Mechaber exclusively l'shem shabbat. Yeah, no matter how pious the person is today, so there will be an element of an ulterior motive too. And according to Abishol, if there is any element of an ulterior motive, even though it's coupled to its kavanah of kima mitzvah, so it's not the kind of mitzvah it's going to be the album. So because of that, and Rametam says that halacha is like Abishol. Why? From our Gemara, because the Gemara says Abishol. So in other words, that our Mishnah, the reason as to why the Mishnah mentions chlitze before yibum, because our Mishnah holds mitzvah chlitze kederes. So if the Mishnah is the Stam Mishnah is like Abishol, so the halacha is like Abishol. So there are more paskes. So the Svaradim have yibum, but Ashkenazim don't have yibum. So the Ramban says, since according to Abishol, he couldn't be kene when it's bole or b'mezi. B'mezi means that his kavone was just b'shem zdus. No kavone of mitzvah. So b'mele, and we see many amroi, they say that abo, al yivente, b'shem b'mezi, b'iskono, so it's a raya that aloche is not like Abishol. In other words, not like Abishol. So the Ramban shita is when Abishol says Kipikei Abi Arvo, so it's with the rice. Now, so one thing is clear according to the Ramban that according to the Ramban, so what the Yisrael is Yisach the Kiyum HaMitzvah of Yivom Yovei Odom, the Kiyum HaMitzvah. And since in regard to the Kiyum HaMitzvah, so there is a halacha that he must be mechav l'shem shamayim, l'shem nei, so he's not the kind of mitzvah. So memele, the Yisar Yishesach is not poka. The Yisar Yishesach is not poka. Now, I mentioned that the Rashba says daf memale, in the sugi of hutro v'nescho v'chozro v'hutro. So in other words, that means, if she was, if let's say Reuven and Shimon are two brothers, and Reuven was married to Rachel, then, and Shimon was not as yet married to Leah, the sister of Rachel, and then Reuven died. So at the time when Reuven died, so she was, there was no Yisrael Shesach in Rachel, Ligabe Shimon. But then, half a year later, so Shimon the Yovan married Leah, the sister of Rachel. So then she became Nachisel. So the Yisrael Shesach, was Chal, she became an El. Then a year later, Leah died. So there's a Machlekes in the Gemara. So woman Doma says, Netro, Hutro, Vinesro, Vichosro, Hutro, when Leah died, so Chesro, Leteorish. So in other words, Ruvei, Shimon can marry Rochi. Shimon can marry Rochi. So the Rashba is a kashe. But half a year after the death of Ruvei, when Shimon married Leah, so then she became an elbow. So Rochel became an elbow. Achisisho. So Mimele the Zikir was Spoka. So if the Zikir was Spoka, so we have to apply the Loch of Darkenea. So a year later, when Leah died, how can the Zikir be Chal again? So why do they say Chesro Teo Rishay that Shimon can marry Rochel? So the Rashba says Zeinochaname, the Zikir is not Chal again because of the Loch of Darkenea. But when Rav says Chesro Teo Rishay, that's the way he passed him. So he only means that if Shimon wants to marry Rochel after Leah died, so then he's allowed all the douche. Because since at the Mise she was not an Ervo, so Rochel was not, when Reuven died, so at the very outset, so Rochel was not an Ervo to Shimon, so Mimele the Mise took off the Yisrael Shesach. But there is certainly no Mitzvah. So in this case, we see that there is no Zikir, there is no Kiyum Mitzvah in this case because of the Halacha of Darkenea. So the Zikir cannot be Chal again if it was Spoka once.
So Eve, a year after the death of Reuven, Shimon married Leah. So then the Zikir was Poka. So then a year later, when Leah died, so the Zikir cannot be Chal again. So, but even though the Zikir is not Chal again, but if Shimon wants to marry Rachel, he can. Al Dikdushin. The way one marries another woman. But there is no Kiyum Mitzvah Yib. And still he's allowed, there is no Yisar Yishisach. According to Abishol, according to Ramban Shite, according to Abishol, it's not Shayach. Because according to Abishol, what takes off the Yisar Yishisach? The Kiyum Mitzvah Yib. And even when there is a Mitzvah of Yib, but if he's not Mikhail, because he's not in that Madrege to be Mechavin exclusively Lishim Shamayim. So there is still an Yisar Yishisach, Allah is Kamal Vechamo Kan, where there is no Zikr altogether. But at one moment there was Zikr. So in other words, so all that is not true according to Abishol. It's true only according to the Rabbon of Abishol, but not Abishol. So in other words, so according to Rabbon of Abishol, so in other words, so two things. So there is a machlokes, and two aloches between the Rabbon and Abishol. One is, first of all, there is a machlokes in regard to the mitzvah even itself. So according to the Rabbonon, the young can be mekayim the mitzvah even if he has no ulterior motive. So he's still mekayim the mitzvah yivim. According to Abishol, if there is any element of an ulterior motive, he is not mekayim the mitzvah yivim. According to Abishol. And then there is another machlokes between Rabbonon and Abishol. The Rabbonon say that the Yisar Yishisach is poka as a result of the mitzvah, whether there is a mitzvah or there is no mitzvah. So there is no Yisar Yishisach, because the nefile, the fact that at the very outset there was a zikr, there was a nefile. When Reuven died, there was a nefile. So that takes off the Yisar Yishisach. And according to Abishol, no, the nefile and the zikr by itself does not take off the Yisar Yishisach, because every case where Yom is Baal Yivemte with an ulterior motive. Zikr there is, Nefila there is, but he is not in that madrege of tzidkes to be mechaven exclusively Shem Shemayim. And still he is Eveir, the Yisar of Yishisach. The Yisar of Yishisach. So in other words, so Abishol holds that the Nefila, the Zikr is not matter of Yishisach. Only the Kima Mitzvah of him. Alright. Now, so we have to say that there is a double machlekes between Rabbonon and Abishol. This is the Rambanchi. Now let's see what the Muki Yisef says. Muki Yisef and the Rif and the Mishnah of Abu Al-Yibemti says something very strange. Abu Al-Yibemti, the Mishnah, they're under the turn to the Rif and the Mishnah of Abu Al-Yibemti. Habal Yivente is the sixth pair of Kivonis. Bein Bishayi Bein Meizeh Bein Meizeh Bein Bechotz Afluushei Nezidu Bein Bishigeges Uan Uanuso Anus Uanus Echod Amare Vechod Agei Meakim Ulechil Yem Biruti. So he says like this. The third line in the Mishnah. In the case, Mi Uhod Amir Damrino Dehu Meizit Kone. Meizit means he was Bechavim Lishem Znus Not Lishem Lishem Mitzvah. Mistabre dibidevet kom. Vafilu mit rabon. So is kein hiv mit rabon is kein. Aber er hat khilo osla is kein mit rabon. But mit rabon on ve hat khile it's osea to be boal yevente be mazed. Be mazed. That means even as he'll point out, even the rabon of Abishol will agree that lechatchila it's not a proper thing to be boal yivemte be mazed. But the eved is came. The hainid lepio shebigmore must listen like Abishol. The omar akinis yivemte shimnei ki lupoga be'avo. The korban ibeina lisa bad mamzer. The oche be mazed hainid lishinnoi. Harisil is nuz be'al. So how is he came? So the Rabban says in Ochaname, this Mishnah doesn't accord with Abishol. Abishol will reject this din of the Mishnah. But he says no. Abishol will agree with this din of the Mishnah. El Vadai, Abishol mit Rabbonon Udikon. So when Abishol says that is a kilupoga be'avo, Yisar Yishisach, so only mit Rabbonon there is an Yisar Yishisach. But mit Reise habe ich always made it, that he is not aware the Yisarische Sach. Mit Reise he is made it, that he is not even the Yisarische Sach. He's not even the Yisarische Sach. So he says, Alvada habe ich schon mit Rabbonim gekonnt. Und ich hat chile. So even Muki Yisef had said, even Muki Yisef had said, that I beshol din of kebiga biyavo and korv beinai liyisavlad mamzer korv beinai liyisavlad mamzer. If he had said that he should, if he had said that I beshol is only beshol din of kebiga pigeya biyavo is only mid rabbon. But with the Eved too, then we could understand, then it wouldn't be a strange thing. It would be a very reasonable thing. But he said that Abishol, not only is Abishol's din of Pigea Be'avo, only mid Rabbanon, but if mid Rabbanon it's only Lechatchile, is Pigea Be'avo Lechatchile. But the Eved not. The Eved, he is not Pigea Be'avo im Midrabon. That's very strange. I mean, how is it shayach to say an Yisra'evo Midrabonon lechatchil? It's an Yisra'evo, it's an Yisra'evo. And then the lotion of Abashol is v'korev ani be'inai li yisavlat mamza. How is it shayach to say korev be'inai li yisavlat mamza lechatchil Midrabonon? The Eved we can understand Midrabonon. So there is such a thing where someone is a mamzer only midrabonon. Suppose a woman is an ishishish only midrabonon, midraisenat, and then somebody is boiler and she can see. So then the vlad is a mamzer midrabonon. But he says that even midrabonon according to Abishol, it's only lechatchile. Elavada Abishol midrabonon dikoma ulchatchile v'yocher dievedu dikoma dikone. And then he says, "We have bolon the pliga alid abishol. Vaday made the doors of us escape. Lichatchile midrabon. So what is the machlekes between abishol and rabbanon? So that Muki Yisef says as follows: Midrais say abishol is made that there is no Israel. Midrais. And abishol only says that there is an Israel for midrabon. Is midrabon. But Abishol is made that there is no Israel. Only Chatchile there is an Israel. And the Rabbon of Abishol agreed that Lechatchile it's Osef. So what is the Machlekes? What is the in final analysis? So there is no Machlekes between Abishol and the Rabbon. Both agree that Lechatchile you're not allowed to do it. To be Kenes Lashim. Lechatchile. And both agree. And both agree that the Eved, there is no Yisrael. Even with Rabbah. So what's the machlekes between Rabbah and Abishol? So the Yisrael says that according to Abishol, so through the Eved, there is no Yisrael at all because he's Kenaher. This Mishneh accords with Abishol too, even if he's Boli Shem's Nus. So the Eved is Kenaher, King and Gomu, and she is his wife, the Chol Dvorel. Even Midrabon, but lechatchile, he's when he does it, lishinoi, so he's killed pigeya be'av. And according to Rabbanon, it's not the proper thing lechatchile to be kenes lishinoi, not lishim shamayim. But it's not considered killed pigeya be'av lechatchile. So what is it? The machlikas is in regard to the intensity of the lechatchile. I mean, what kind of lechatchile it is?
I mean, it
doesn't make sense. So what does he mean? And then, what does he say? V'korev ani be'inai li yisavlad mamzer. And he says, lechatchile, only lechatchile. What should I have to say lechatchile ligabi levlad mamzer? I mean, what should I have to say lechatchile? The vlad is a mamzer. Now, we have to say one thing. Now, we just mentioned that according to the Ramban Shite, so there is a twofold machlekes between Rabbon and Abishol. One machlekes is in regard to the mitzvah of Yevomim. Yovayolav. Ukochalish. So whether that mitzvah can be fulfilled even when it's done with Shimnoi or not. So according to Abishol, when is the Aikuma mitzvah of Yibn? Only if it is, if there is no ulterior motive involved. But if there is an ulterior motive, then there is no kima mitzvah. And according to Rabbanon, even if there is an ulterior motive, he is still mikayim mitzvah. And then there is another machlekes, whether he's kene, whether the isar ishesach is poka as a result of the nefile. So according to Rabbanon of Abishol, the isar ishesach is poka as a result of the nefile. Yes, even no, even doesn't matter. So even by hutro v'nescho v'chosro v'hutro, so where there is no zikah altogether, so still there is no isar ishesach. So the nefile, the zikah, takes off the isar ishesach. And according to Abishol, no, the nefile does not take off the isar ishesach. But the kima mitzvah of Yivom Yovei Olam removes the isar ishesach. And in any case where the mitzvah is not fulfilled, so then there is an isar ishesach. Now, we have to say now that according to the so the Mekiyesev will also agree that there is one machlekes between Abishol and Rabbonon in regard to Idraisi, insofar as the question of the Kima Mitzvah of Yivom Yovelev, whether that can be fulfilled with an ulterior motive or not. So Mekiyesev will agree with Ramban that there we have a machlekes between Abishol and Rabbonon in regard to Idraisi. So Abishol says that Midraise is not Mikayim the mitzvah of Yivom Yovelo unless it's completely Shim Shamayim. But if the Yivom is not Shim Shamayim, so then is not Mikayim the mitzvah of Raisi. But then there is another machlekes in Midraise, whether Nifile is matter the Isar Ishesach or the Kima mitzvah of Yivom Yovelo. So the Kiyasef holds no. Abishol is made to the Rabbonon that insofar as the Isar Deraisa of Ishesach is concerned, so the Nefile, it takes off the Isar Ishesach, not the Kima Mitzvah. So true, if he has an ulterior motive, then he's not Mikayim the Mitzvah. So he's not Mikayim the Mitzvah. And how about Hutro v'Nesro v'Chosro v'Hutro Chesro v'Teo Arishin Zikah? There is no Yisar Shesach, because there was at one moment there was a Zikah, there was a Nefile and something else. And the Rashba mentions that Raya, because Rabbi Yechanan says it's a machleket between Rabbi Yechanan and Rish Lakish, the Afilam at Beis, and the din is like Rabbi Yechanan, that bein hu bein ha'achim in chayobim lo yalachlutze kores lo yalachore kores. In other words, suppose you have 12 brothers. I mean, like the Shvatim, 12 brothers. And Reuven died, and then Reuven had many wives. So the halacha is that one of the brothers, it can be done by Shimon, it can be done by Levi, by Yehuda, by Yisachar, by anyone, has to be either miyav one of the wives or bechilitz one of the wives. So if, let's say, he gives chlitze to one of the wives of Reuven, so all the other tzores amu tzores l'shuk. Or if he's miyabim one of the wives, so then all the other tzores amu tzores l'shuk. Amu tzores l'shuk. That's the halacha. Now the question is this: suppose there is Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar, and so on, and then Shimon decided to give chlitze to the wife of Reuven, Then Levi marries her. He didn't give a chlitze. So Vishloki says, if Levi marries her, so now he's even the Isar of Ishesach. After all, the Zikah was spoken from all the brothers. So Mele, the Isar Ishesach is chal. And Rabbi Yechanan says that inasmuch as there was a nefile, for all the brothers, so Mele, the Isar Ishesach is spoken. So even though Shimon was the one who gave chalitze, but there is no iser of ishesach ligabi Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar, Zvul. So that's one of the rayas of the Rashba, that the nefile itself takes off the Isarish Sach, even if later on there is no Zika. Here, if Shimon gave Chlitze to the wife of Ruvein, so the Zika was spoken from all the wives of Ruvein and Ligabi, all the brothers, it was spoken. So still, there is no Isarish Sach. Why? Because the Nefile was Mafkia. The Nefile was, it was Mafkia, the Isarish Sach, the Nefile. And since at the moment when Reuven died, so she was Nefeles before Shimon and before Levi and before Judah and before Yisrael, for everybody. And each one of his wives was Nefeles. So Mele, the Yisrael Sach was spoken then from all the wives in respect to all the brothers. So Abishol, so the Mugeitzev holds that Abishol will agree with this thing. That the Afkoye of the Yisrael Sach emanates from the Nefila. The Nefila, the Zike. Not the Kiyum Mitzvah. So Mimele, the Muki Yisef, says that if Mabishol be made that when one is Kenes, a Yivom, Lishim Noi, Lishim Dovarachir, two accounts are Bishol, if he has no ulterior motive. So he's not Mikhaim the Mitzvah Midaraise. So he's not Mikhaim the Mitzvah Midaraise. And how about one of the Yivomim marrying the Chlutze that got Chlitze from one brother, so then there is certainly no Mitzvahim, and still there is no Yisrael Shesach because Nefila took off. So here too the Nefila took off. Nefila took off. Oh, but Abishol says Kore Beinai Elisa Abad Mamzer and Kibeya Be'ervo, so that's only Midrabon. That's only Midrabon. But Midrash said there is no Yisar Ervo of Ishesach because the Nefile, according to Abishol too, is Mafkia, the Yisar of Ishesach. But the only strange thing in the Mugiyesef is when he says, V'elvade Abishol midrabonu dikomar, ulichatchile, v'yoched yeved. So he says that if midrabonon, it's only lechatchile. So the question is, what does it mean? If midrabonon, it's only lechatchile. How is it shayach to say an Yisar Ervo? Kibigia be'ervo lechatchila. I mean, it doesn't make sense. You can say lechatchila certain things. I mean, in mitzvahs you can say lechatchila certain things. I mean, so lechatchila you have to take a hodes mishulesh that has three tvochim mishulesh, and the lechatchila deved it's all right. But in regard to an Yisar Ervo, even if it's an Yisar Ervo with Rabbanon, it's shayach to say. I mean, is it conceivable? I mean, milchatchila. The Chatchila and the Eved now. So we have to say the Pshat is as follows, according to the Mukeise. Of course, Midraise, so the Nefile is Matir, the Nefile the Zike, according to Abishol, just as according to Rabbanon Abishol, takes off the Yisrael Pesach. And Abishol will agree with the Birchan and Zdin that in Chayef, Lo Yehu Velo Yachim Alach Lutzakos. Because the Nefile takes off the Yisar Shesach, but with Rabbanon, so there is an Yisar Shesach, and unless with Rabbanon there is an Yisar Shesach, and in order that there shouldn't be an Yisar Shesach even with Rabbanon, so then there must be a mitzvah. And according to Abishol, if there is an ulterior motive in the Yidden, so then there is no kima mitzvah. So mele while with the rice, there is no Yisrael Shesach, even when he's Kenis Lishim Noi, when he's Boaleo, but with Rabbonon there is an Yisrael Shesach, because with Rabbonon, in order to remove the Yisrael Shesach, so there must be a Mitzvah, and if there is no Kiyum Mitzvah, so with Rabbonon the Yisrael Shesach is not removed, with Rabbonon. Alright, but then there is another halach. Then there is another halach. The Torah says, Kiyesh v'achim yardov, u'meis achad mehem, u'vein eilei, lo'isiye eishes ha'meis ha'chutzu, li'izo, yivom o'yovi o'leo, u'kochle li'isho v'yib. So the Gemara Davchof deduces from this, that the moment it's yivom o'yovi o'leo, and he's kener, so nasis ki'ish til chodo. And then, And then the only way that she is Muteras Le'alma is Aldi Get. So the moment his Yivomo Yovi Aleo is realized, and he's Kena her, so Mimela, she becomes his wife. And if she becomes his wife, so naturally, it's not Shayach to say. So in other words, Rabbi Shaul, on one hand, Rabbi Shaul says that Midraise, one cannot be Mikayim the Mitzvah even if he has an ulterior motive. So he, if he was Kedis Leshimnoi, he was not Mikayim the Mitzvah. He was not Mikayim the Mitzvah. But Kenaher he is, because the kingdom of Yivim is not contingent. You remember, I discussed that in connection with the Teisves, in one pshat in Teisves, Teisves of Achisishte. So the first lashon in Teisves, the Gabi Nido says that if the Yovim was Boal Yivim Teiv Vishoshi Nido, so he's even Kenaher. The second lashon says that he's not Kenaher. So I mentioned two possible pshat. That one pshat is that the first lashon Teisves and the second lashon Teisves, I mean, in that machlikes, the Rashi and the Shita that Ramban mentions, Daf Kuftes, Ligabe Sandal Shalav Nizor. In other words, whether there is a din of mitzvah bo mavere, where the same maise avere is also the maise mitzvah. So the first law knows that we cannot apply mitzvah bo mavere, Ligabe, Aboal Yvemte Bisho Sheinid. Even though the same maise avere is also maise mitzvah, he's still mekayim the mitzvah. And the second lashon holds, no, the same mitzvah but avere is not mekayim the mitzvah. He is not mekayim the mitzvah. And then I mentioned another pshat, that we can say that even the first lashon Teisves will agree that because of mitzvah bo mavere, if the yovim is baal yivam tei bishas niduso, so he's not mekayim the mitzvah of yivam yovim alel. But the first lashon Teisves holds, the first lashon Teisves holds that even though he's not mekayim the mitzvah, but kene he can. Whereas the second lashon holds, no, that the kinyan is contingent upon the fulfillment of the mitzvah. And in any case where he cannot be mekayim the mitzvah, he won't be allowed. So the kinyan does not take effect in. So in other words, so we have to say that according to the Mugei Yisef, so even Alibed Abishol, so the kinyan of Yivom Yovi Oleo is not contingent upon the fulfillment of the mitzvah of Yivom Yovi Oleo. It's two separate things. In other words, even in a case where for some reason he cannot be mekayim the mitzvah, for example, if he's kinyan Shimnoi, so then he's not mekayim the mitzvah. So he's not mekayim the mitzvah. But Kenaher is. Kenaher is. Now let's say the Rabbi Yehuda says that even the Mandoma who says mitzvah ain't tzricha kavanah, but if he doesn't want to be mekayim the mitzvah, he's not mekayim. Bal koche, one cannot be mekayim the mitzvah. And Lefluk, so I think that Rabbi Chonah raises that question. So the Mishnah in Abal Yivemte, so even Beines, even Bal Koche, even if he was Bole or Bal Koche, so he still came to her. So we can say that since the mitzvah consists here in the Kinyan, so this din of Rabbi Yehuda that Bal Koche, you cannot be mekayim the mitzvah, doesn't apply to me. But we can say no, that Bal Koche, you couldn't be mekayim the mitzvah, you won't be Yovelo either. You will not be allowed either. It couldn't be mekayim. But the Mishnah only says that he's kinyan because the kinyan yivam is not contingent upon the kiyum mitzvah. So apparently the Mugei Yisef holds that even according to Abishol, the kinyan yivam is not contingent upon the kiyum mitzvah. So too according to Abishol, if he's kinyan l'shimnoi, he's not mekayim the mitzvah in the right say. But kinyan is. There is no Isar Shesach, because there is no Isar Shesach midraise on account of the fact that even according to Abishol, the Nefila takes off the Isar Shesach midraise. But midrabonon, The mitzvah has to take off the Yisrael Shesach. And since it's Kiddush Noi, there is no Kima mitzvah. So with Rabbonon, there is an Yisrael Avon Yisrael Shesach. But then there is another halacha. Since the Kinyan is not contingent upon the Kima mitzvah, even according to Abishol, so even if he's Kenis L'Shem Noi, so according to Abishol, he's not Mekayim the mitzvah of Yivim, but Kenyar is. And the moment he's Kenyar, so then the halacha will kochol Elisho, the Yibmo, apply, takes effect. So in other words, it's two separate halachas. One is Yivomo Yovel, that's a Kima mitzvah. And then Ukochal Elisha Vibo. So I mean, that might be the reason as to why the Mukhi Yisef holds that the Kiyan Yim is not contingent upon the Kiyum Mitzvah of him, because it's two separate psukim. The Torah says, Yivom Yovel, that's a Kima Mitzvah. And then Ukochal Elisha Vibo. Ukochal Elisha Vibo. So in other words, so the Kiyan Yim is a separate thing. Is a separate thing. Inachname, the mitzvah is also because of the kinyan. But there could be a kinyan even without the kima mitzvah. So according to Abishol, if he's kinyan l'shem noi, so the kima mitzvah of Yivom Yovel is lacking. But ulkoch l'isha v'yibmo takes effect. And since there is aloch ha'ari ki ishtil chol dobo, now it's not shayach to say that one is an elbow. I mean, if she's his wife. So, Mimele, so the Pshat is as follows in Kinesef. Mid Rabbonon, so the Nefile is not matter the Yisrael Shesach. So, Mimele, when he's Kineser, when he starts the B.A., so then he's Eivir and Yisrael of Yisrael. Mid Rabbonon. It's not just Lechat Chile. It's not like the Chalchat Chile. Of mentioned connection with Hadassim Shiloshim, that if you have a Hodes that is Mishulesh only 1.5 plus Tvachim, but not all the 3 Tvachim Mishulesh. So the Chatchila you shouldn't use it, but whatever you can use it. There, the Chatchila means the Chatchila. Here, the Chatchila doesn't mean the Chatchila. The Chatchila is the Eved also. But why does he use the Loshon Chatchila? He means once he was born. And after the Aroye, he is Kenar. So, Mimele Arinazik Ishtel Chodobo. So, the Kinyan will take off the Yisrael Shesach Yivim Rabbon. You see. Mid Raise, so the Nefile took off the Yisrael Shesach. But mid Rabbonon, the Yisrael Shesach was not Poka with the Nefile. But after the Bia was completed, so he was Kenar. So, he was Kenar. So, then the Yisrael Shesach is poka, even with Rabbonon. So why does he say lechatchile? He wants to tell us that he was only either an Yisrael Shesach with Rabbonon. If he was Kenes L'Shem Noi, so then according to Abishol, he was either an Yisrael Shesach with Rabbonon only in the Bi Yoshnio. But the Bi Yoshnio is mutal gamre, because by the Bi Yoshnio, she is already Kishto Chodomo. So Memele, the Kinyan is mafkia the Yisrael Shesach with Rabbonon. So one second. So now, when does the Kiyan take effect? The Kiyan takes effect with Aroi, even without Marbi. So in other words, so that's strange, but I don't know of any other way of explaining it. So what does he say? He says, "V'korev ani be'in ha'ilias avlad mamza." Now, if let's say it had been possible, that if the Kiyan had taken place only at the Gmar Bia, not at the Aroye, then we could understand the Vikorev Ani Bein Aliyas Avlad Mamzer, even with Rabbonon, it's only Lechatchile. Because when Mekiyesev says Lechatchile, it means Legabit Bia Shnio, there is no Yisrael Rabbonon. Because once he was born, so it's Nasis Kinishtei, so then even with Rabbonon, the Yisrael Shesach was spoken. But before his Bo'aleh, also Midraise the Yisrael Shesach is spoken. As a result of the feeling. But with Rabbanon, not. After the beer. So then, since Nasik Yishtil Chodovo, some Mele, even with Rabbanon, the Yisrael Shesach is spoken. So if, let's say, the Kinyan would take effect only at the Gmar beer, so we could say, understand, that the Korah Be'inai, commonly is Avad Mamzer, the Abo Shel says, means if she was Nisabro, from the Bio Gishenor, so then the Vlad would be a Mamzer Rabbanon. But he is keine Herr even before the Gnom Bia. The Aloch is Mishi Herr of Okon. So, and she cannot be Nisabir from the Aroi. She can be Nisabir only from the Gmar Bia. At the Aroi, she cannot be Nisabir as yet. So, Mimele, how can we visualize the Abishol's Vin of Ikorebani Bein Ailis of Admamza? Unless, if she'll become Miuberes at the Aroi. I mean, if that could be possible, that she could become, before the Gmar Bia, she would become Miuberes with the Aroi, if that could be possible, so then the blood would be a Mamzam Rabbon. Because that Bia involved in Yisrael Abom Rabbonon, because the Nefile was only removed the Yisrael Abom Midraise, but with Rabbonon it did not remove the Yisrael Abom, and if it could be possible that she should become Miuberes through the Aroi, so Mimele, then the blood would be a Mamzam Rabbon. So Abishol mentions that. That is the din. In other words, when the BA, the first BA, when it is done, so when the first BA is done, so Mimele, there is still an Yisrael from the Rabbon. But once he's Kenaher, so she is not Kishlo Chodovo, so even in Rabbonon the Yisrael Shesach is spoken. So in the second BA, he is Mudal Lechatchila Lovela. That's the nafkemine. That's the nafkemine between the Rabbonon and the Abishol. A quote, Rabbonon also made that it's also lechatchila to became Islishim Noi Mishim Dovrach. But it's not. So it's an extraneous Isar. It's not an Isar Ishesach with Rabbonon. That lechatchila. It's an Isar lechatchila according to Rabbonon. It's an Isar lechatchila according to Rabbonon. Masheinkin according to Abishol. So the first Bia, the Aroye is an Israel woman, Rabbanon. But after he is Kenaher, after the Aroye, once he is Kenaher and not Kishl Chodovo, so even the Israel woman, Rabbanon is spoken as a result of the Kenyan of Nasis Kishl Chodovo. So that's why he uses the Loshon Lechatchile. Not, it means Lechatchile because he wants to emphasize that in Bia Shnio, if my Abishol will be made it, that if someone in the Yovim was keen as the Yivomim, Lishim Noi, so he was keen already, so Bia Shnio is Mutal Chatchel. Bia Shnio. Now, I have a certain chiddush. I don't know. I didn't see that anybody should say it. But it seems to me that when Rabbi Tam paskens like Abishol, so why does Rabbi Tam pasken like Abishol? Because of our Gemara, that our mission accords with Abishol. So that's why he passed up them. But we saw that there is a twofold machlekes between Rabbon and Abishol. One machlekes is in regard to the Kiyuma mitzvah of Yivom Yovelel, whether it can be fulfilled with an ulterior motive or not. So according to Rabbon and Abishol, even if there is an ulterior motive involved, he still isn't fulfilled that mitzvah. According to Abishol, if there is an ulterior motive involved, so then he's not the kind of mitzvah. Then there is another machlekes. So according to the Ramban, the essence of the Adam Achleikes is that Abishol holds that the Nefila de Zike is not matter the Yisrael Shesach, Midraise. Only the Kima Mitzvah is matter. And the Mukhiyetzev holds not that the Adam Achleikes is in regard to Midrabonon. Whether Midrabonon to the Nefila is matter. So Abishol says Midrabonon, the Nefile Grede is not matir, only the Yivum is matir, not the Nefile Grede, not the Zike, whatever the Pshat is. Now it doesn't make any difference. Rabban Tam can agree with Ramban's Pshat and Ramban, or he can agree with the Mukhiyetzev Pshat. But both, according to the Ramban, according to Mukhiyetzev, there is a twofold machlekes between Rabban and Abishol. Only thing is, according to the Ramban, so each machlekes between Each machleket between Rabbanan and Abishol is in regard to Yidraise, according to Kiyosef, only one machleket is in regard to Yidraise. But the other machleket is in regard to Rabbanan. But there is a twofold machleket. So Mele, actually the klal is Yochid Ram Malochik Rabim. So if there is a machleket between Abishol and Rabbanan, the Aloha should be like Rabbanan. That's the reason as to why all the Rishenim except Rabbanan Tam. I mean, Riv, the Rambam, I mean, and the Mechaber, they all passed like Rabbanan. Why? Because Yochid Ram Malochik Rab. Why does Rabbanan Tam pass like Abishol? Because the Gemara says that our Mishnah, our Stam Mishnah, that uses the Lashon, Petrus, sorry, saying, sorry, saying, Achlitz, Naivim, mentioning Chlitze first, accord with Abishol. So since our Mishnah called it Abishol, so that means the Aloch is like Abishol. But our Mishnah, by mentioning Chlitze before Yivim, only indicates that our Mishnah agrees with Abishol in regard to the first Machlekes between Rabban and Abishol. Whether the mitzvah of Yivim can be fulfilled with an ulterior motive or not. So Melech Rabbanon say that even if someone has an ulterior motive, so the mitzvah of Yivim is still fulfilled. So Melech mitzvah Yivim kedemes. It doesn't have to be in any special matrei. And Rabbanon. That
isn't that matrix. 13th Shuri Ramos, Yitzchak Sishrei Tavshin Lamed Vav, September
23rd, 1975. Chlitze has priority over you. So our Mishnah only points out that it agrees with Abishol's first deed, that Chlitze is Kidem Yiv. In other words, that Mitzvah's Yivim can only be fulfilled if there is no element of ulterior motive. But where does the Mishnah intimate that it agrees with Abishol secondly, that Nefile Zike does not take off the Yisar Shesach? There is no Rav Mishneh. And it's two separate questions. There is no logical connection between one din. It's a two-fold machlekes between Rabbanan and Abishol. So Mimele, even according to the psak of the Ramoh, he passes like Abishol. So according to Psak of the Ramoh, there cannot be even today. Because no one is in that matrege to be Kenes exclusively L'shem Shamayim. No one. So, Mimele, So in Mele, we cannot have him. But suppose somebody was the Yavam. Now in Israel, I read, I mean, there were situations where the Yavamim, the insisted Afke to be the Yavam. Certain rabbi wanted to be Matir, all right, whatever it is. So I don't think there is any basis to be Matir, because there are more paskins like Abishur. But let's say, even according to Psak of the Ramo, let's say somebody will be Miyami. And then he'll have a child. So even according to the Ramban's Pshat in Abishur, I mean that Kor Ben Elizabeth what Mamza means Midraise, but La Loche, even vis-a-vis an Ashkenazi. So we passed like the Ramo, I mean like Abnetam, like Abishol. So he will not be a Mamzer, even with Rabon. He will not be a Mamzer. Because when Rabnetam passed like Abishol, it's only in regard to the first machlekes between Abishol and Rabonon. But not in regard to the other machlekes. There is a twofold machlekes between Rabonon and Abishol. After all, there is a general rule of Yochid Rab Maloch Rabbi. And that's the reason as to why the Rambam passes like Rabbi Abishol. But Rabbi Tam has a special raya. So the raya is only that the Mishnah agrees with Abishol's first thing, that the Kiyum HaMitzvah of Yivom Yovi Olel can take place only if there is no ulterior motive. But the other machlek is with Rabbi Abishol. There is no raya from the Mishnah that our Mishnah agrees with Abishol and the question of the Adam Achlis. All right.
Tishrei Yevamos Chaf Tishrei Heitov Shalom Advav September 25th, 1975.
So to establish that Achit Batom Basime is also said, we have to resort to Ikalachina. So then we say that in Azir Nadi, Mashein can hear, the Torah says, Basishte, the Torah says Basishte, Isha Ubito. So maybe it doesn't make any difference whether she's a Basishte through him or through some other man. She's still Basishte. In other words, so it's not, we don't have to resort to a Yalfus. Right. The other gap. So in other words, because the Torah is so over there by Achisei, the Torah spells out Achisei Basovim Sheineno Basimei. How did the Torah spell it out? Because Meledes Bayis, Meledes Chut. So Meledes Bayis, so it means Yelidem Navuch Nitzuche, so Minimoch Nugvaruch. That's the Pshah. The Avol Gavid Arshinon, this is our Unkles. Explains it. Ba'afal Gavid Arshino, Meledes Bayis, Bein Sheim Ulo Vicho Kayim, Bein Sheim Ulo Vicho Eitei. In other words, even if someone's sister is, even if she's a Bas Ovid Bisa, let's say that his father was Boal and Elvo, and he had a daughter. So it's Achisei Bas Ovid, but Bisa, he was Boal Mamzeres. And in or Mamzeres or Boala Elbos of the child. I mean, so still she is chayev. Bein sheimu avicho kayev, bein sheimu avicho etzei. Even though she's asur, when the mother is asur, mikol mokei a mikol etzei dipshit. So this pshat of Meledes Bayis, Meledes Chayitz, that it means that Yelido min avucho min itzeucho min imoch v'aruch is not negated. V'im ibashneyev, so memele, in order to establish that Achisei Basoviv u'basimei is also asur, so we have to resort to Yikalvachena. V'im ibashneyev mikalvachena or the Yalfus. So it's Yalfuse. Avo b'chlal ishu bita ha'beshapir bashi basishtei kidi ashkechan b'fir yalud mises. The image she is a sovi, have we call it a sovi? So there we don't say Mazir Nadi. In other words, that his mother, who is also married to his father, so she's a so on the score of a sovi, and we don't say Mazir Nadi, because she is an a sovi, by definition she's an a sovi. But here, by definition, the Torah spells out The Torah defines achisi basovig shein elo basimei. So meila we have to resort to yalfuse. Since we have to resort to yalfuse, so we say mazir mani. Upasish heicha de nichtes ol chupa velo yivalo. Now here in Teisves it's mashma. The Oruch Lineir mentions it. I mean it's mashma from this Teisves. The Teisves shite is that when is one mechuyev for basishte only if she is a nisua. But suppose she is basishte, someone is bo al basishte that is only mikudeshes to him, and nisuin were not as yet realized. So then he's not chay, because Teisa says u basishte hichad nichnis ol lechupo. What does nichnis lechupo mean? There was nisui, veloy nival. So nirali li the chayev al bito. So he's chayev. Avol gav the elvasisho bito is a galaxy. The mashma. So it's mashma elvasisho bito is galaxy. The mashma bie. So in other words, you shouldn't be migale both. Isha or bito. So bishleime if let's say he was married to the mother. And was born out, and then he was born the daughter. So then, there was a gilu of both noshim. Masheinke in the case where she was nichnis, so the mother was nichnis on the chupa v'loy nivalo, and then he's born on her daughter. So there was no realization of the gilu of both, so still is chayv. This worry didn't tole bebir. Dole mechayv al basa nisosim. Because if the maisa aveir, now what would be the reason for saying that only that when is mechuyev al basa ishtey, if before he was bo al basa ishtey, he was bo al ishtey. But if he was mekadish ishtey, and neis nichnes ol chupa, but loy bo leo, and then he was bo al pito, so he's not chayef. What would be the reason that the Yisra consists not in being bo on the daughter of his wife, but rather on being bo on the wife and the daughter together, and the woman and the woman together. So then, if that had been the essence of the Avere, so even now the Enes, now the Pitu, he should be Mechayev. In other words, if someone would be born, let's say, on the Pitu and the Enes, let's say, Aleo Valdino, so he should also be Chayev. And he's not Chayev, so we see that the Maisa Aveire does not consist in being born Alisho Pitu. But the Aveire consists in being bo al basishte. So what difference does it make whether he was bo al ishte or not? The avera does not consist in being bo al ishte, but in being bo al basishte. So even if he was bo al ishte, so he still should be chay. Dol mechay al bas al ishte. Al me bidush tayor milse. Ve yisvor aleima dim tabayi tayor milse. In other words, that there are two prerequisites. First of all, the maisa avere consists in being bo alisha upito, but it only if she is mikudeshes. Then there is an avere of being bo alisha upito. So he says, no, that is not mistada. This one of my talents, vod mechaye al pasa nisosei, kmoi shepirish bekuntres, mishim di isha upito ksim, di mashma, the mashma was shilishes. Milikosa feimubas. So in other words, so since the Torah doesn't say imubas, but isho bito, so it's a raya that it's tolu in dush. Umiu behetne berishneis na anuso mifor shashas ta nachine da raya sheir ksibu bin suyi nike sheir bi yonzin lekishe. Anyway, so tasteless, it's mashma, I mean the Yeshua says it, I mean the Oruch Lineir, and it's mashma from the washing of Teisves. And there is another Teisves where Teisves implies that when is one chayev a mitzad al isho al bito only if there was nisui. But suppose someone was mikadish an isho, He was Mikadosh and Isha. And then he's Baal, but no Nisuin was as yet realized in the Isha. Then he was Baal Bito, he's not high. Now the Rambam says the contrary. I mean, it's Mistava like the Rambam. But we see the Teis Veshite is that only there was Nisuin. Because Teis Vesh has a whole discussion as to whether he's hired in the case of Kiddushei Yisor, V'nichnes Olechupo, V'loi Nivalo, if he's Baal Bito. So he mentions Nichnes Olechupo. Now, and even though it's a bit Chidesh, and the Shittas Rambam is to the contrary, but difficult it is, there's a Shitta, because since the Torah mentions Sheir, and the Gemara in Bura Basra says that Sheir means Nisuin, so the Mela Tesis holds that Ligabi the Chiyuv, Ligabi the Chiyuv, Mise and Kores, which is based upon the Chalishem of Sheir Boso. So when does it have a Chalishem Sheir Boso? Only when there is Nisui. Just as Ligabe, let's say the Mandoma who says that Yerusha Sabal is Midrais. Why? Because Sheir. So it's the posit of Sheir. So we learn it out. Sheire Yaakov Avilo. So Sheire Zuish, Rav Shimon Gamliel says, Yerusha Sabal is Midrais. So the Gemara says that only Nisuo, so the Baal is Yerish. But Arusso, the Baal is not Yerish. Why? Because Sheir means, Sheir implies Nisui. Not that Sheir implies Nisui. Sheir means that there is complete identity. In other words, between the husband and wife. In other words, that there was consummation. So, if only Gdushin took place, and Nisuin did not as yet take place, so that means that the marital relationship is not complete. The Nisuin is gemer, consummates the marital relationship. And Cheir implies a complete marital relationship. So, Memele, Ligabi, the Chiyuv of Sheir Boso. Ligabi, the Chiyuv of Sheir Boso. So it seems the Chiyuv Mise and the Chiyuv Kores is based upon the Chalishem of Sheir Boso. So if there is only Gdushin and no Nisui, so that means that's not Sheir Boso as yet. So that's why it's not Chayev. But there are many kashes that the Achrenim raise against Ochneir, Behude, raise against Teisa Shite. There are many rayas that one is Oser to marry the Bas Ishtei that is not as yet Nisuotei. But we have to say, in order to answer all these kashes, so we have to say, and it's Mistava like that, that even Teisves will admit that there is a lav deraisa of Bas Ishtei even without Nisuotei. But in regard to the Chiyuv Mise, of Sreife or Kores, so that's totally Nisuotei. Because the Chiyuv Mise is based upon Sheir Boso. Masha'ikei, the love, Elvas Isha Ubito Lisigale, that's not based upon Sheir Boso, Isha Ubito. But without Dushin, so it's not Isha. Isha implies that there is Dushin. So Teisves will also be made there, that there is a love deraisa. There is a love deraisa. But insofar as the Chiyuv Mise is concerned, so then the Torah mentions Sheir, so the Mele without Nisuin, so it's not Sheir. But the Rambam Israelic, the Rambam Shita is that there is a Chiyuv Mise and Kores even without Nisuin, just with Dushin. Alright. Now we're up to the Gemara. Dav Gimel Omed Aleph, the last line. Miyoli de Reisha le Mudamai, Miyoli de Seif le Mudamai. Because the Mishneh emphasizes the number. And then again, so Half Zahel Petre is Zoiseyem with Zoiseyem in Achlitzim Ayib. So the question is, why does the Mishnah have to emphasize? Beyond the Reishel, Mashmat Esvor, Bisulei, and beyond the Seife. So even though in the Seife, the Chomish Esre is not repeated, but it is considered as if repeated. Because Hari Eilu, the Eilu, has reference, the Eilu has reference to Chomish Esre Noshi. So it's considered as if Chomish Esre is repeated again. And beyond the Seife, Hari Eilu Petra is the Mashma Eilu, Bisulei. Why does the Mishnah have to emphasize twice the minyan? So the Gemara says, "Limute the Rav with the Ravase." So in other words, there are two minyanim, because two minyanim, the Reish and the Seif. So the Gemara says, "The Mimayi two things. First of all, Rav's Aloche. Rav says the Tzoraseite is Asur. Tzoraseite is Asur." And Ktuma Ksivo Karais. So that means that according to Rav, Ruvain was married to two wives, to Rochel and to Leah, and Rochel was Mizan, so she became Asur to Ruvain. And then Ruvain died. So then, not only is she Asura to Shimon, not only is Rochel Asura to Shimon, the saint herself, but even Leah, the Tzora is also Asura. Tumoksivikarayes. So the Miyoled Reishe is Mimayet Tzora Seite. In other words, it's not like her. So the Mishneh implies that only these Chomesh Esre Noshim part of the Tzora. Mashainke and a seite and a shishish shezin sotachas bailo birotzen doesn't part of the tzor. That's the miyonerish. And miyoned the seife is lafuke is to be my travases. Because Ravase says the tzor as islandess is asuro. Why? Because inasmuch, let's say if Kochel is an islandess and Leo the tzor is not an islandess. So according to Ravase, so even Leo is Asur. Why? Since Rochel, so Rochel being an islander, so there is no Ziki in Rochel. So Mele, there is the Yisrael Shesach is Chal on Rochel. So she's like, so Rochel is an Ervok, so she patters Leo too. That's all. So the only the same thing is Mimayit Ravas's name. In other words, the Mishneh reiterates, Harinu Petri Soris, Sorisim, Sorisim, Sorisim. Only these 15, Noshim. But Tzora Sayonis does not matter the Tzor. You tell Rav Ravas. So the Gemara is the Kashi, the Rav Ravas, the Mutemar. Now, those who do not agree with Rav and Ravas, all right. So they say that the Mishneh is Mimayit Rav and Ravas. But Rav and Ravas, they cannot say that the Mishnah is the might. So why does the Mishnah emphasize twice? Is really that Ode? So Chode, in other words, if Rav, who says Tzoraseit Asur, so he agrees with Ravas's din, the Tzoras Hailetz Asur. And let's say in Ravas, who says Tzoras Hailetz Asur, agrees with Rav's din, the Tzoraseit Asur is Chode Limute Tzoras Mimaenes. So the reason is why the Mishnah emphasizes the minyan twice is one miut is mimayit tzoras mimayenis, and the other miut is mimayit tzoras marzat roshos v'ilo yisvir la'ado de chote limude de chavre. So in other words, if Rav does not agree with Rav Asis din, Rav only says that tzoras heit is aso, but tzoras ironis is not aso. So mele one miut is mimayit Tzoras Islandes, and the other is Mimayit, either Tzoras Mimamenes or Tzoras Mazgoshos. L'Rav u'Ravase, listening. So the question is, but Rav and Ravase, why doesn't the Mishnah mention a 17th Ervo and 17th Ishe? that I mean a 16 fish that patterns the tzore, that patterns the tzore. So the Gemara, says the reason as to why the Mishnah doesn't mention Seitora Seite or Tzoras or Tzoras Almanes, because the Mishnah only mentions Noshim that pattern not only the Tzore, that pattern the Tzoras Tzore as well. And in connection with Tzoras Seite and Tzoras Almanes, we cannot visualize an example of Tzoras Tzore, because how is Tzoras Tzore visualized? In other words, there are a number of brothers. It's not just Reuven and Shimon, two brothers. There is Reuven and Shimon and Levi. Reuven died, and let's say she was an Elvo, she was Nachis Ishte to Shimon, but not Nachis Ishte to Levi, so Levi was Miyam. Then Levi died, and again she fell before Shimon. She fell, the Tzoras saw it. But insofar as Tzoras Seite and Tzoras Almanes is concerned, so it's the same. So she has the same status to all the brothers. So we can't visualize an example of Tzoras Tzore. So b'meile, the Mishneh didn't mention Tzoras Seite and Tzoras Almanes, because the Mishneh only mentions Noshim where Tzoras Tzore can be visualized. But in connection with Tzoras Seite and Tzoras Almanes, we cannot visualize an example of Tzoras Tzore. Alright. Now, let's see the Rashi. Rav the Rabbas, Doma Rav, Tzoras Seite Asuro. Shinzin so ish devo ish acher so mit Ribonim shtu tuetz. Rabbas Omar Tzoras Almanes Asuro. Shinosu, Shimoyinosu Almanes, ish acher so mit Ribonim shtu tuetz. Ita vayim vifirt. Vayim vifirt. So, Tzoras Almanes, agri sho yoloche vise noktano, vise acher es, umeisu miyaktano viyobu ze, hi vizoroso asuro lehi. So Rashi says, when he explains this Gemara, he vitzoroso asur alei, umas nisnash miunon, the avogam di asire, the asire alei, lo niftere michlitze, the achisurum drabonon, he can say, fyr, he can say, he can say, so Rashi explains that the Tanna of the Mishnah, by implying that Tzoras Memaenes, Tzoras Marzak Roshose, cannot be mentioned among the Noshi, who pater the tzore, so the Tane means that because that tzoras l'maenes and tzoras marzat v'shosei are not turis of chlitze, but the tzore, the Tane concedes that the tzore of the maenes is asur, that the tzore of the marzat v'shosei is asur. But the tzvov noshin that the Tane lists, so are not only pturis, so the tzores are not only pturis from yibn. The apturis of chlitz as well. Masheinke, tzoras lima'enes, and tzoras marzak v'shosei, so she is pturo only. The apturis only of yim, but of chlitz and apturis. So that's why tzoras ma'enes and tzoras marzak v'shosei cannot be mentioned. Because those notions that are mentioned in the Mishneh, apturis not only of yim, are not only asures of to Yivim, but the apturis of chlitz as well. Whereas Tzoras Ma'enes, she's asur on Yivim, but chlitz, she is kuko lechlitz. This is how Rashi explains it. Actually, I mean, Rashi could explain it a little differently, and the Rambam and the Rashbo do explain it differently, because there is a Mandoma who says that Tzoras Ma'enes is asur. But the Gemara paskins, and there is a Mandoma who says Tzoras Marzak Roshosei is asur. But the Gemara paskins that both Tzoras Mimaenes is muteres and Tzoras Marzak Roshosei is muteres. Only the Mimaenes herself is chletzes v'in misyabenes. The Grusha herself is chletzes v'in misyabenes. But the Tzore. So the Gemara paskins that it weighs. The Tafid Beis on the base, the third line, Kiosa Robin, Omer Rabbi Yechanan, Achas Soras Mamaenes, Viachas Soras Ayones, Viachas Soras Marzak Roshosei, Kulo Mutoris. So that means that the Grusha herself and Mamaenes herself is Chiletzes Venim Siabene, she's a Soris Yab. But Mashein kein de tzore is in mis yabemes. So Rashi could explain limute. Limute tzoras mimaenes. We chod limute tzoras mimaenes. We chod limute tzoras mazik l'shose means that the reason is why the Tanne emphasizes the minion twice to point out to advisors that only these noshim are asureis, the tzoris are asureis. But the tzore of mimaenes, the tzore of marzak oshosei, is not asuro, is muteres. Is muteres l'insyam. Why does Rashi explain it this way? So there is a very simple reason. In other words, the tzalah, the Ranjbo, he says, I'm chidush Ramban the Rashi. What is it in Tzorchim? Because the Ramban and the Rashbo, they explain the Gemara differently than Rashi. They explain the Gemara, Limute, Tzoras Memaenes, that the Tanah of the Mishnah holds, that Tzoras Memaenes is Muteres L'Isyav. The Tanah of the Mishnah holds, Tzoras Marzakoshes is Muteres L'Isyav. So he says, Tzorchim, why doesn't Rashi explain it that way? It's no cash at all, because Rashi wants to explain. Wants to explain the Gemara so that this Gemara could accord with everybody. Because there is a Mandoma who says that Tzoras Mimaeles is Asur Lisya. Tzoras Marzak Oshosei is Asur Lisya. Now, if Rashi would explain this Gemara in the sense, Limute Tzoras Mimaeles, because the Tanya of the Mishnah implies that Tzoras Mimaeles is Muteres, so then this Gemara can only accord with the psak by the Gemara. In other words, the psak of Rabbi Nomar Rabbi Yichne, but it cannot accord with other Amoroi. So Rashi says, no, it can accord with other Amoroi too, because this Mishnah says, Chomeshes Chenoshim, Petris Soriseyem, Vitzoris Soriseyem, Minachlitze Unayim, not only Unayim, but Chlitze as well. So Mimele, so the Tane read emphasizes only these Chomeshes Chenoshim. So Petris, even Tzoriseyem, even Minachlitze, Masheinke, Tzoras Mimaenes, does not patter of Chlitze. Alright, so we have these two pshotim in the Gemara. Alright, now. So, now Rashi says the same thing regarding Marzik Roshosei. Marzik Roshosei, Yochiv Shigir Shachas, Mishtei Nosho, Vinisis Lachir, Vova Verziro Lachar, Mishpailo, Omeiz Beliponim, Shtei Nasuris, Lisyad, Vashmino Miuted Maslisen, Yichlitzebay. Now let's see the tases. Lifisheinom Bitzor Asok, Vim Teimu, the Mishkachas lo tzora sorel in Beir. So what does the Gemara say? That the according to Rav and Ravase, why doesn't the Mishnah mention tzora seite and tzora sirenes? Because the Mishnah only mentions those noshim that pattern not only the tzore, but the tzora sor as well. And that cannot be visualized in connection with seite and sirenes. So Tesis says a kashel shin tzora sore vintima. The mishkachas la sore sore li yimbe il shin isis lochi. Veloi isha acheres. Who meis beliboni. In other words, Reuven and Shimon, two brothers. And Reuven was married to a woman who already was married before. And then that woman, while she was married before to some other man, so she was Nizame with Shimon. So she became, let's say Rochel, so was married to another husband. And she was Nizame Tachazbailo, the first husband. So, and then the first husband divorced her, and she was Nizame with Shimon, the brother of Reuven. Then Reuven married her. Reuven is allowed to marry. And she was married to Reuven, and then Reuven died, and she fell before Shimon. But Shimon is the Baal. Now Rochel was muteres to Reuven, but to Shimon she's asur. So mishkachas l'sor asur eli in Baal she nisis lochi. She got married to Reuven. V'lo yishacheres, he is not a wife. Umeiz beliponi, the pititeres soroso mina beil, the limbeil name tumobo, Bili and Baal. So in other words, so Shimon and there are three brothers. Let's say Reuben, Shimon, and Levi. Now, so Reuben died, so Shimon could not be Miyab Rochel. Why? Because Kishim Shasur Lebal, Kahasuro, Libeyam, and Jehen, and Jehli Tzore. So even the Tzore he couldn't marry. So Shimon couldn't marry the Tzore, but Levi was allowed to marry Rochel, and he was allowed to marry Leah. So Levi married Leah. Then Levi had another wife. It's over. So then Levi died. So again she fell before Shimon. So it's a Tzora Sora, so we can visualize an example of Tzora Sora. Vimtilam Flash La Sora Sora Lim Bail Shmis Lochi, Veloy Shahara Samit Bonin, the Pteras Rosam Nabeel, Vim Bail Namet Tumabok, Moili and Baal, Vimocha Tzoro Vinis Lochi Vasheni. So Leye got married to Levi, Veloy Shaharetz. Let's say he had another wife below Loishacheres or Meitz Kishem Shehib Turo Kachzoros of Turo. Kachzoros of Turo. So we can visualize an example of Tzoras Zoro, not Ligabe, not in connection with the Baal, but in connection with the Baal. V'yesh Leimar, the Chiv Ligabe Baal, the Mishkachas Tzoras Zoro, Eilon Lahachmir Bitume Ligabe Baal, Yeser Mitume Ligabe Baal. I mean, it's very strange. So Tesis says that inasmuch as there is no Torah saw Ligabe Baal, so Mimele, even though there is an example of Torah saw Ligabe Baal, but the Aloche of Torah saw doesn't apply. Eino lahachme bitume Ligabe Baal, yeiseh mitume Ligabe Baal. So it doesn't apply. So in other words, so first of all, one thing we see. We see one thing from this thesis, that now the Gemara in Seite learns it out, because the Torah mentions in the Parashe, Nosei, Nitmio three times. So, Echad Baal, Echad Baal, Echad Baal. So we see from this thesis that the Yisr, Libeel, emanates from the Yisr of the Yisr Libeel. I mean, and that we see from another halacha. It's not independent. So. It's not that the Torah, just as the Torah asks, and Ishishish, that was Mizane, to the Baal, so the Torah also asks Libeel. We could say that Kishem Shasu Libeel, Kachasu Libeel, is only a sin, in other words. Every woman that becomes Asu Libeel becomes a solid bail too. It's a sinner. No, it's not a sinner. This is the Mechayev and the Eiseya. What is the Eiseya Libeel? The fact that the woman became a solid bail. And that we see because from the Gemara Daftes in Ksuves, now the Alochi is that if an Eishes Yisroel, if she was Mizane Behotzen, she has a solid bail. But if she was Mizane Behines, she's Muteres Lebail. Now, so one could argue with good logic, let's say, that when let's say, if let's say, the Baal was Miyame Yisdei Anishashish. So she is Muteres Libayel. So she is Muteres Libayel. But Libayel, she should be Asura. Because he was the Manis. So there is a raya from the Gemara Daftes in Ksuves that where the Baal was Miyame Zdei Shishish, so in as much as she is Muteres Lebailo, so she is Muteres Lebail too. So we see from this that it's not an independent Yisr. It's not an independent Yisr. But the Yisr Lebail emanates from the Yisr Lebail. And Mimele, in case where the Baal was Miyame Zdei Shishish, So Libal, she's Muteres, there is no Yisr Libal. So Mimele, there couldn't be an Yisr Libal, because the Yisr Libal is not an independent Yisr. It emanates from the Yisr Libal. That we see from the Gemara in Ksuves. But it does not necessarily follow that we have to say Teisus Chiddush. kibne gabi paul mish kacha sora sora ein lo nelachna no bitume di gabi beil yisa bitume di gabi paul, because we could say true that the yisa ali beil emanates from the yisa ali paul. So in the case where the beil was mi amelizei sheshish, so then alpidin she is muteres lebal. So the name is, since alpidin she is muteres lebal, there is no basis for asserting her lebal, because the yisa lebal has to emanate, is an outgrowth of the yisa lebal. But where she is an anuso, so the name is, she is muteres lebal, so there couldn't be an yisa lebal. Mashenkin, in this case, supposing bimitzias we could visualize a case of sora sora lekabibal, then she would be aso, but in tears we cannot visualize. So mimele, so we could argue, and this is apparently the shita of the ri, I mean, the second lashon thesis, that true indeed that the isali beel is an outgrowth of the isali baal, but still the tzora sore should apply ligabi beel, even though it doesn't apply with Gabi Baal. Because it's not that Alpidini doesn't apply to the Baal. It just doesn't happen. We can't visualize it. But if it could happen, it would apply. So Memele, it should apply Ligabi the Baal, because as an outgrowth of the Isale Baal. Of the Isale Baal. So that is the Rishite. But the first Lashon Teisves holds that inasmuch as the Yisra Libeel has to take effect as an outgrowth of the Yisra Libeel, so whatever is not conceivable in connection with the Baal, so it's not Oseh Ligabi the Baal, even though Ligabi the Baal it is visualized and Ligabi the Baal it's not visualized, but as long as it's not possible, as in reality we don't have a Yisra of Tzora Sora in connection with the Baal, so mainly it cannot take effect ligabe the Baal. This is, so it's a raya from this thesis, it's a raya that the Yisra Libeel is not an independent Yisra, but it's an outgrowth, it has to take effect as an outgrowth of the Yisra Alpidin. It's not only timing, that's the essence of the din of Asur Libeel. Why is she Asur Libeel? Because she's Asur Libeel. But if for any reason she's not a soul libal, so mimele she's not a soul libal. She's not a soul libal. Now, the Shavus Yaakov in Tshuve Sadik Dalet has a suffix in let's say now Kishim Shasol libal kachasol libal. So why does he have that suffix? Also because of the premise that the Yisrael Baal is an outgrowth, has to take effect as an outgrowth of our Yisrael Baal. So he has a shayla, and the Shishish was mizanin with one man. She was mizanin with one man, so she became a sore to her and to this Baal. Then after she was mizanin once with one Baal, so she was mizanin a second time tachas bailo with another Baal. So here's a shaila whether she is asuro libeil sheni. Why? So you could argue that she's not asuro libeil sheni, because inasmuch as the Yisra libeil is an outgrowth of her Yisra libeil, so when she's mizanin a second time, so she doesn't become asuro to her husband as a result of the second news, because she's already asuro bimetz. So mimele, there is this one to say that the second veil she doesn't become a soul. Because when does a woman become a soul with veil? If with that znus, with that veil, so she becomes a soul to the husband. So then the Torah asked her to the veil. But here she was a soul to the husband before. So he didn't add any Yisrael to the Baal, the second news. So he has a suffix. And then he mentions a raya which on the surface appears to be a very good raya from the Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Gemara in Sanhedrin Gemara says in Sanhedrin Daf Male, Omer Rav Chana, Eidi Nara Amoroso, Shehuz Moin Erogim, Mitich Shechein Leima, Leisrael Bailogon. So in other words, so there was no Zoma to be Mechayev Amise. The Eidim can say, the reason is why we testify, we wanted to Asara on her husband. Our Machshove was not to meet out, that Bezdin should meet out Mise against her. So the Gemara says, Vasrubei, So in the purpose of the Asroi is not to Asar her on her husband. Without Asroi, she's also Asar on the husband. So obviously their intention, their machshove was to meet out Mise against her. Do we Asrubei? We Asrubei Hechem Mikdalo, so then there is no Mise altogether without Asroi and Kabbalah Asroi. So be Shechaveiro. Valib et Rabbi Yisim Rabbi Yudin, it time Rabbi Yisim Rabbi Yudin, Chover et Zor Asroi, and Shvid Asroi, Lafra Sheinu Neis. וכיבי דיינו ומקטלה יהיו איך מקטלה אבל אין שאת יוח להזים או חולי שאת יוח להזים או ישראלס או חנה מקומה מתייך שאין הרוגים שיחילו להם על ישראל בי לבונו אפיל נרגס דאב לאין שאת יוח להזים אלו באיש החבר עוד יקיימו עוד מקטלה על ימד רבי ישראל רבי יהודה איך משכחס לו so he said that you are lazimo so the gemara says kishezinso vichozro vizinso. So then the Eidim cannot say Leishal Bailabon because she was already Mizane once. So why did they have to testify again? Obviously, in order to meet out Mise against her. She was already Asura Vimedizal Bail. So the Gemara Sikashe, for Yechel Meimah Leishal Bail Sheinibo, Shezin Some Bail Rishi. Shezin Some Bail Rishi. So the Gemara says, for Yechel Meimah Leishal Bail Sheinibo. So it's Gemara Mephoreshe that she was Yaakov mentions. So it's Gemara Mephoreshes, the Shus Yaakov mentions that even if she's already Asura V'Imedes, she's already Asura V'Imedes, so she still becomes Asura Bailo, even though the Yisar al Bealo, I mean she still becomes Asura and Bealo Hashem. So that's right. Now, but the Yisar al Bealo emanates, takes effect as a result of the Israel Bailo, and here there was no Israel Bailo as a result of the second moves. So the Shus Yaakov says, because two Einochname that the Yisar Libel emanates as a result of the Israel Bailo, and where this news cannot affect an Israel Bailo, so then there is no Israel Bailo. But in this case, the second news also affects an Israel al Bailo. Suppose for some reason the heretofore Israel Bailo will be nullified. For some reason. So then she will become a Israel Bailo as a result of this Dusheni. But we don't have to resort to it. So Mimele, in as much as the second news is also capable of answering the woman to her husband. But we don't have to resort to it. So Mimele, she becomes Asura Bay. Now, this is the Shus Yaakov style. Then, the Shara Ephraim is Chilik on the Shus Yaakov. The Shara Ephraim is Chilik on the Shus Yaakov. And he holds that Enoch Name, if a woman was Mizane, she became Asura Bay because of the first news. And then she is Mizane again with the second Bayel. So she's not Asura to the second Bayel. Because she's Asura V'Imedes. So Mimele is not Shayach to say, Kishem Shasura al Bailo, Kach Asura al Bayel. Only when food is loose, she became Asura to their husband. But here she was Asura before too. So what does he do with that Gemara? So he gives. So he's Matche the Rai of the Gemara. He says, because the Gemara said, because the Eidim are not expected to be the biggest Lomdim and know everything. After all, the Shus Yaakov had a sofik in that din, and we had to mention a raya from the Gemara in Bolobasche daf Memale, Sanhedrin daf Memale, and without that Gemara, so the Shus Yaakov himself would be disposed to say on the basis of Svore that in as much as the Isa of Kishim Shasur al-Bala Asur al-Bayal is an outgrowth of the Isa al-Bayal, so in the case of his second news where the woman was already Asur al-Bimedes al-Bayal, so Mimele that Isa al-Bayal Sheini should not take effect. But he has a right. So Mimele the Gemara has the Kashe, Bo Yechilin Leima, Leishal Bayal Sheini. Bilishenibo. So in other words, that means, so they can say, we had no machshove to meet up.